Five, four, three, two, one. Thunderbirds are go.
Greetings, cats and kittens, foxes and coyotes. Yes, it's time for What a Week, but a very special end of year. What a Week that we're, well, let's just call it What a Year, where the usual What a Weeks are 80% ranting and 20% music. We're going to that format around. It's going to be 80% music and 20% semi-ranting. So we're going to set up the Wayback Machine, listen to music from the past, present, hopefully towards the future. And we're setting the Wayback Machine at the start of this program to 1963, Carnegie Hall, to be specific. So sit back and enjoy the next 3 hours for this special What a Year.
I want to sing you one song here, recognizing that there are Goliaths nowadays, and people don't realize just who the Goliaths are, but in olden days, Goliaths was slayed, and everybody nowadays looks back and sees how cruel Goliath was. Nowadays, there are crueler Goliaths who do crueler, crueler things, but one day they're going to be slain too, and people 2,000 years from now can look back and say, remember when Goliath the second was slayed? Oh, the time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will be cease to be breathing, like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in. And the sea will split and the ship's wit, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaking, and the tide will sound and the waves will pound, and the morning will be breaking. Oh, the fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls, they'll be smiling, and the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the hour that the ship comes in. And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as they're spoken, for the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried on the bottom of the ocean. A song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts unto the shoreline, and the sun will respect every face on the deck the hour that the ships come in. Then the sands will roll out a carpet of gold for your weary toes to be a-touching, and the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is watching. Oh, the foes will rise with the sleep still in their eyes, and they'll jerk from their beds and think they're dreaming, but they'll pinch themselves and squeal, and they'll know that it's for real the hour that the ships come in. Then they'll raise their hands saying, we'll meet all your demands, but we'll shout from the bow, your days are numbered. And like Pharaoh's tribe, they'll be drowned in the tide, and like Goliath, they'll be conquered.
Carnegie Hall, 1963, Bob Dylan, of course. And that was a recent release. That was released on an 8-CD box set called Through the Window that came out last year. And the guy who wrote the liner notes, a Princeton professor, Sean Willits, is going to be joining me in a couple of weeks for a 3-hour live deep dive into that box set. So it's going to class the joint up considerably. I would be Eric Nelson. You're listening to KSQD, and this is What a Week, but we're going to call it What a Year, and we're going to zero in on music. Will we be ranting a little bit? Oh, probably. But we're going to go for 3 hours playing lots of stuff that I have played over the last year. I kept a very careful playlist of all the music that was played on What a Week and thought we'd trot out some of the greatest hits. And that includes a lot of music that was just released. But I want to mention that we're at a certain juncture where we're out of Christmas, right? We're escaping the gravitational force of Christmas music. But I'm going to combine a few things here. This is maybe, hopefully this will be the last Christmas song you'll hear all year, but it's a good one. And it is in the theme of Bob Dylan, James Austin Johnson, who impersonates, well, as Bob said, there was Goliath number two, Goliath number three. Every week on Saturday Night Live, he does a dead-on impersonation of the senile Satan himself. Last year, he was on Jimmy Fallon, and he also does a spot-on Bob Dylan. So this opens up with 1963 Bob Dylan saying a Christmas song that you've heard ad nauseum. But last chance for me to get this on the airwaves.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
He's always giggling on these songs.
What fun it is to ride. I think Calvin Coolidge said that.
It's like some professionalism, please, Bob.
But then he did. How about the crooner when he did the crooner kind of
the lay lady
Sinatra.
Lay?
Oh, yeah, the
national skyline. Bob Dylan. He had a completely different voice all of a sudden.
Yes, he had.
It's like
and jingle bells, jingle bells, I jingle all the way. How fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Why are you singing like that? We don't even need you to sing. You're Bob Dylan.
You already have your own voice, but he created a new voice. But then he did the whole, like, rock band tour, the Rolling Thunder.
And he's, like, touring all over the world. He's filling arenas. He's got the Rolling Thunder Review band. That's my favorite Dylan, because he's unintelligible. He's just screaming. I can hear you, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm two towns over. I can hear you.
I can hear you. I don't even need the microphone there. But how about 90s Dylan?
90s Dylan, he had a big comeback, Time Out of Mind.
Yes.
He said, I'm never going to sell out. I'll never do an ad. And then he did a Victoria's Secret ad. And he's just singing like a Disney vulture. He's singing like he crawled out of a French crypt or something. And the songs have this moody sexiness to them.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh my God!
Maybe the best bit of rock criticism been writing about Bob Dylan in the last 25 years, except for maybe the album notes that Sean Willits, my guest in a couple of weeks, did for the box set. But James Austin Johnson, and that line sounds like a Disney vulture, is very sticky to me. So how do we get through this year? Well, by listening to music and listening to local music. And a band called Spirits had an album, band called The Devil Makes Three. had an album called Spirits, and they hailed from Santa Cruz. And, well, they pointed to one way that we got through this rather horrendous year. I'll just let the song answer the question here. How did the members of Devil Makes Three get through the year, and how did so many of us get through the year? Certainly people who tune into the Grateful Dead Zone. Well, the song will answer that question.
This party just as nervous as could be. It seemed like everybody there was taking crazy pills but me. My friend had some and he gave me one. He said that would probably do. But I wanted to dance, so I left nothing to chance. And I went ahead and I took two. But now I'm running around and my face won't frown. And I'm just looking for somebody to hug. Oh my God, I love doing drugs. I took LSD to have adventures in my head. I ended up staring face to face with the gates of hell instead. I thought I was dead, I might have had three heads, and I got attacked by bees. But in a moment of clarity, found everybody staring like there's something wrong with me. But it ain't no sin to think your skin is covered up in bugs. Oh my God, I love doing drugs. Reality ain't no good. I'd run away nearly every day, but if I thought I could, the whole damn town could burn right down, and the most I'd do is shrug. 'Cause I'm on drugs. I was tired, and I guess that I wanted to die. I figured that I may as well give crystal meth their try. My friends and family left me, and I lost my fame and wealth. But I feel so good that I bet I could whoop Jesus Christ himself. Now excuse me while I find the last few crumbs down in this rug. Oh my God, I love doing drugs. To me, reality ain't no good. I'd run away nearly every day, but if I thought I could, the whole damn town could burn right down, and the most I'll do is shrug. Oh my God, I love doing drugs. Oh my God, I love doing drugs. Oh my God, I love doing drugs.
Richard Starkey, a former member of popular 60s recording act The Beatles. Great album came out this year called Look Up, title song, produced by T-Bone Burnett. Before that, Santa Cruz's own Devil Makes Three. They skedaddled out of town, but they've come up with a bunch of records, and that was called Spirits. But definite theme there, love doing drugs and look up, optimistic. And hard to be optimistic in a year, well, we mentioned the senile Satan and his cast of lunatics. We have Nazi Ferrato, Stephen Miller, Botoxic Barbie, Christy Gnome, Whiskey Pete, Haig Seth, of course, all of them working overtime to make this a dismal year for all of us. But have a hunch next year's going to be better. The edifice is crumbling, and I've mentioned on this show before, first thing the Democrats, President AOC needs to do January 22nd of 2029 is pass the Trump Edifice Demolition Act, where basically every single horrific thing that he's tacked up, torn down, put up, whatever, gets reassembled into component parts. So we're looking forward to that day. But let's just get through to the end of this year, shall we? On that theme of the end of the empire, et cetera, et cetera, Joel Timmons had an album, great title, speaks, I think, to us here in Santa Cruz. You can't go wrong with the album title, Psychedelic Surf Country. And the song title, well, End of the Empire.
Disappear into the white water double overhead. You don't have to listen to the music that you're being fed. Climbing out into the rocks to meet the rising tide. Waves are crashing down and now there ain't nowhere to hide. Cause this is the end of the empire. The embers and campfire again. This is the end. To the ground deep down in the weeds. Hiding out for now, but pretty soon I'll have to flee. Gotta find a way to get up high, maybe I can see. Disappear into the atmosphere and finally be free. Cause this is the end. To listen to the music that you're being fed.
The problem with the Nazis wasn't simply that their leaders were evil, psychotic men. They were. But the main problem, I think, was the leader principle.
They call me a Nazi all the time. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite. arson is burning in the setting sun. With the stars and the stripes, now the work is done. Smoke is ascending from the blackened plain. Ash and cinders are all that remain.
Molly Tuttle, Everything Burns, an album that came out this year. She's no doubt responding to what we characterize on What a Week as the shock and awful, or the profiles in discourage that every single week. How about every single day? Certainly every single weekend when the Mad Hatter, when the anger avatar uses both thumbs to tweet out insanities, of course, that never come to any kind of realization other than just harshing our collective mellows. We may talk about more about that later. And before that, Captain Kirk on Nazis. Always important to hear what James Tiberius Kirk has to say. And we started with Joel Timmons. Great album title. Hits us right where we live here in Santa Cruz. Psychedelic Surf Country. Song called End of the Empire. So earlier this year, I had on the show Andy Denhart, who wrote a blog for 25 years now, going on 25 years, called Reality Blurred. And the whole point of that show is we dissected the Trump Volume 2 as Trump Season 2, because let's face it, this incorrigible cast of lunatics and unemployables that we call his cabinet were all hand-picked, almost all of them from Fox News appearances or Fox News hosting, to be part of this insane reality show that we're somehow like the end of Clockwork Orange, where our eyeballs are propped open and we're forced to watch this daily. But we somehow got on the tangent of television and played some songs about television in that show. So we're going to start, 1953, this would be Dinah Washington. Television was a rather new thing. I just think she's talking here about television repair. I don't think there's any other double or single entendre going here, but you listen closely, you tell me. Very interesting comment. She clearly had some issues with her Crowsley or whatever the black and white television she had, but she got some expert repair on it.
If you want to have fun, come home with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year, this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching Old Tom Mix. My TV broke, I was in a fix. I got on the phone, called my man, said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can. TV is the thing this year. Oh, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. And TV is the thing this year. Now he turned my dial to channel one. I knew that this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to channel two. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, how I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, let's try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door. TV is the thing this year. Oh yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. The way he eased into channel five, that man must have had fluid drive. He moved once more to channel six, then he opened up his bag of tricks. On channel seven, the show was late, but we got our kicks. On channel eight, he turned my dial to channel nine, said, baby, your set is fine. He moved on up to channel 10, then we started all over again. He finally hit channel 11. I cried, mama, he treats your daughter good. TV is the thing this year. Yes, radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year.
baby, my TV set will need fixing just about this time every night.
You see, your stupid minds, stupid, stupid.
Got that right. The late great Frank Zappa. If only Frank had been. Maybe it's good Frank wasn't around. I think every dismal apocalyptic idea that he had in his fever imagination there back in the glorious 60s and 70s, see it all come true. Even beyond his ability for prediction, might have harshed his mellow. And Dinah Washington, a hymn to TV repairmen the world over. TV is the thing this year. You're listening to Eric Nelson. This is, well, we'll call it What a Year. It's not exactly What a Week, because we're looking back at an entire year of music that has surfaced across way too many What a Weeks, as we tried to keep up with the toxicity emanating from Washington. As we said, shock and awe, the profiles and discourage, call it what you will. One of the signal things of last year, but I think we hit it this year, was that dreadful campaign. And when they did that rally in Madison Square Garden, I think this song came up, but it's somehow eerily appropriate. When I think of a Nazi Feratu, Stephen Miller, definitely the shadow president right now, when he comes by day down in the basement of the White House, suspended upside down over a coffin full of Transylvanian dirt, but when he emerges at night to issue more insane edicts. Well, this song sort of goes out to Stephen Miller, a.k.a. Nazi Feratu.
Mein Frau geht nie in der Kneipe, nein, doch wenn ich dabei bin, da hat sie das genau wie ich und da ist mir alles wurscht. Gell, die Alte sitzt an der Theke, ein Nuff, ich schlieh in den Pass und er gibt mich im Suff, sie kommt nicht runter und ist nicht hoch aufs Fass. Was? Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha, ich glaub, die hole mich ab, hoho, hihi, haha, das ganze Theater, ich bin's bald satt, mir fällt ganz beschuckig von all dem Tamtam, da schnappt mir ja über vom slawischen Alarm, ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha. Was dreh ich in Hunger und was für ein Tast, ich will jetzt gleich ein Stückchen was, ein Bettel beim Achtel geschnitten am Stück mit Senf. Gell? So sagen die Leute, ist das schon blöd, bei so einem Simpel ist alles zu spät, das kommt, weil er nur in die Kneipe geht. Prost! Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha, ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha, hihi, hoho, das ganze Theater, ich bin's bald satt, mir wird ganz beschucke von all dem Tamtam, da schnappt mir ja über vom slawischen Alarm. Ich als vom Ebbel bei Harm, da fängt schon mal all zu kretsche an. Sie hecht mir an, mit dem welcher Holz, was soll's? Oh, mein Schädel brummt sowieso noch vom Suff und da kräht mir noch an, mit dem welcher Holz ruf. Jetzt sagt mir Kinder, wann hört es mal auf? Ah, ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha, ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha, hihi, hoho, das ganze Theater, ich bin bald satt, der wird ganz beschuckt von all dem Tamtam, da schnappt mir ja über vom slawischen Alarm.
They don't make them like that anymore. That is German artist, I use that term artist advisedly, Malapartus II. I don't know if there was a Malapartus I, but we'll just have to be content with Malapartus II. Of course, they're coming to take me away, ha ha. It reminds me, though, to get a little literary on you, Vladimir Nabokov in the book Lolita, which certainly had some redolence and impact today as we look for millions of pages of the Epstein files, a.k.a. the Great Democratic Hoax. This latest from the Senile Satan was just release the bits that accuse Democrats. Just leave the Republican parts out. That was his latest edict from yesterday, perhaps, or I don't know when they all blur. But in the foreword, Nabokov writes of Humbert Humbert, the protagonist of that particular book. He writes this. I wonder if this has any resonance today. No doubt he is horrible. He is abject. He is a shining example of moral leprosy, a mixture of ferocity and jocularity that betrays supreme misery. Perhaps, but he is not conducive to attractiveness. He is ponderously capricious. Many of his casual opinions on the people and scenery of this country are ludicrous. He is abnormal. He is not a gentleman. Thank you for that, Vlad Nabokov. I don't know who that reminds me of. I'll let you figure it out. I'll talk about, we talked about Devil Makes Three, local heroes. Lost a couple of local heroes this year. We lost Todd Snyder, who was an honorary Santa Cruzian, and the great Tom Lehrer, who was a longtime resident here. Great, great artist, pretty much invented an entire genre of music. So we're going to play a couple of things. First Todd Snyder and then Tom Lehrer. I think it's a pleasure to put these two together in a micro set here. Both honorary Santa Cruzians, I think right next to the surfer, the surfer holding the surfboard near Lighthouse Park, there should be a statue of Tom Lehrer at his piano with Todd Snyder leaning over his shoulder trying to figure out what he's up to. This is Todd Snyder first.
Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male, bashing, black fearing, war fighting, tree killing, regional leaders for sale. Shirt tucking, granny towels, and kick tapping, back slapping, hater of hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pro-choice and gay wedding, widespread panic digging hippies like me. skin color blinded, conspiracy minded protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing in the most likely will, until we all end up locked up in jails by conservative Christian, right wing Republican, straight white American males. Diamonds and dogs, boys and girls, living together in two separate worlds, following leaders of mountains of shame. We're looking for someone to blame. Well, I know who I like to blame. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American man. Soul-saving, flag-waving, rush-loving, land-paving, personal friends to the quails. Remember the quails? Quite diligently, working so hard to keep the free reins of this democracy. From tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree-hugging, peace-loving, barefoot and folks singing, lazy old hippies like me.
I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
And what is it that put America in the forefront of the nuclear nations? And what is it that will make it possible to spend $20 billion of your money to put some clown on the moon? Well, it was good old American know-how, that's what. As provided by good old Americans like Dr. Werner von Braun. Gather round while I sing you of Werner von Braun, a man whose allegiance is ruled by expedience. Call him a Nazi, he won't even frown. A Nazi schmatzi, says Werner von Braun. Don't say that he's hypocritical, say rather that he's apolitical. Once the rockets are up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Werner von Braun. Some have harsh words for this man of renown, but some think our attitude should be one of gratitude, like the widows and cripples in old London town, who owe their large pensions to Werner von Braun. You too may be a big hero, once you've learned to count backwards to zero. In German or English, I know how to count down. And I'm learning Chinese, says Werner von Braun.
Tom Lehrer, ladies and gentlemen, left us this year, but what a run. And before that, Todd Snyder, again, a great artist, cruelly neglected. Guy should not have had the end he had. Failure of just about every possible system. The healthcare system, how musicians are treated, et cetera, et cetera. And he didn't make it to a last waltz in Santa Cruz, much to our collective disappointment. So I mentioned an entire genre of music that Tom Lehrer kind of spawned. Stephen Sondheim, you know, that guy, basically did a parody of a Tom Lehrer song in a musical called Merrily Roll Along, which came out, a movie of the Broadway play starring Daniel, Harry Potter, Radcliffe, and a film version of the play came out. But this is one of the songs from that particular play. So we're going to go a little musical theater on you for a sec. But this is written in the era of Camelot. So imagine it's 1962 and a bunch of aspiring songwriters in some Greenwich Village, in the words of Bob Dylan, Greenwich Village Club are doing a review, being witty and clever about the Kennedy administration. But this is the greatest Tom Lehrer song that Tom Lehrer never wrote.
1962. 1916.
And gosh, what a swell year it's been.
So many blessings, such wonders it has brought. You hardly know where to begin. There's Xerox and lasers, the twist and the pill. A city in Brazil
that no one wants to fill.
Khrushchev stopped screaming and Librium came in.
And Nixon didn't win.
Goodbye then to Ike and the Brass. 2 years that were cozy but crass. It's true, Ike was icky, but better him than Dicky. Now meet the first family with class. En masse.
There's Bobby
and Jackie
and Jack.
And Mary is more in the back. There's Ethel and Teddy and Pat alone.
Plus Eunice
and Peter
and Jean
and Joe.
And what's his name?
Stephen.
And hold the phone, the one in the army.
One in the army?
Captain, Major,
Sergeant.
That's it. So many cards in the pack. You want to know how to keep track. Well, one is good looking and young and rich. While one is good looking and young and rich, the rest are good looking and young and rich. There isn't a lot that they lack. Not Bobby and Jackie and Jack and Ethel and Ted and Eunice and Pat and Joe and Steve and Peter and Jean and Sars. There's probably dozens of others at large. God knows. And Joe and Rose. We're bringing back style to the White House.
I'm painting it cream for a start.
We're making it into a cultural lighthouse for glamour and beauty and art.
Evenings of the Budapest playing Vivaldi and Munch doing bits of Ravel. I'll get Leontine Price to sing a medley from Meistersinger and Margot Fonteyn to dance Giselle.
Together?
Won't it be perfectly swell?
We'll have Bernstein play next on the Bechstein piano.
And ordinary poems and stuff.
And Kalina Vishnevskaya, the Russian soprano. Just pronouncing her name is refreshing enough.
We're bringing back style to the White House. With casual culture, the room.
Let's have Tibaldi.
She makes a guy feel good.
And Oleg Cassini. Well, I think he's real good.
And how about Heifetz?
And Callas.
And Gielgud.
And later, when everything's cool, we'll push them all into the pool.
With Bobby
and Jackie
and Jack,
the White House is under attack.
8 years is the limit, but 8 will do.
By then there'll be Bobby
and Teddy too,
or Peter or Stephen,
or even you.
Ooh, and then there's the Colonel.
Colonel,
Major,
you
know,
Sergeant.
Yeah,
dozens to take up the slack if anything goes out of whack. And someday elections will be unknown,
'cause each of our kids will ascend the throne.
And their kids have more kids with kids of their own.
It's sort of a family neck. Till most of the nation's made up of relations of Bobby and Jackie and Jack and Ethel and Ted and Eunice and Pat and Joan and Steve and Peter and Jean and Sarge and Joe and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose. The decade is starting anew. And maybe the country is too.
What is the quote? History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. That song has eerie resonance today as the senile Satan is chiseling Kennedy's name off the Kennedy Center with that disastrous CBS special that he was allegedly going to host and then backed out at the last minute and got the lowest ratings, by the way. Man is not popular, but the ongoing desecration of Kennedy's White House, including the East Wing being demolished, that song really kind of ties it all up. Bit of culture here. If you watch Netflix, one of the best things on Netflix last year was a four-hour miniseries called, what was it called? Death by, it's the thing on John Garfield. I have to get the title here. It just escaped my mind. But there was a Netflix series about John Garfield that starred the guy from Secession, and it starred, who did it star? Let's see here. I'm going to pull it right up here on the old girl. Death by Lightning. It was Michael Shannon who played James Garfield and Matthew McFadden, and he played Charles Gâteau. And it's a wonderful piece of work, 4 hours. But Stephen Sondheim, ladies and gentlemen, managed to condense the entire 4 hours of Death by Lightning into one 4-minute song from a musical that was maybe the biggest bomb of his career. I don't know why. It was called Assassins, and in essence was an homage to presidential assassins through the years. It started with John Wilkes Booth and then ends with Lee Harvey Oswald. Amazing piece of music, but I don't know why. People considered it so dark, they didn't, quote, want to go there. I, of course, think it's the greatest musical he ever did, just maybe for all these reasons, but also because it's brilliant. And I think Sondheim felt that way, too. But to make a long story short, he wrote the song from the Charles Gâteau. So there's a singer, the balladeer, who is singing about Charles Gâteau. And Charles Gâteau, when the lights go down, he's at the scaffold. So he's at the scaffold, and this song ends in a cheery note with him actually being hung on stage. So the song builds to that, and the tune that he's singing is the actual tune that Charles Gâteau actually sang on his own scaffold. So Sondheim wove in this. So if you've seen Death by Lightning, you're going to love this. And if you haven't seen Death by Lightning, this song will probably discourage you from watching it. I can't help it. I'm wanting to play this for a while. So that's a long intro to a pretty short description of what happened in the 4 hours of Death by Lightning in 4 minutes and 44 seconds.
I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy, I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy, glory hallelujah, glory hallelujah. I am going to the Lordy.
Come all ye Christians and learn from a sinner, Charlie Gâteau. Bound and determined he'd wind up a winner, Charlie had dreams that he wouldn't let go. Said nothing to it, I want it, I'll do it, I'm Charles J. Gâteau. Charlie Gâteau never said never or heard the word no. Faced with disaster, his heart would beat faster, his smile would just grow. And he'd say,
look on the bright side, look on the bright side, sit on the right side of the Lord. This is the land of opportunity, he is the lightning, you his sword. Wait till you see tomorrow, tomorrow you'll get your reward. On the bright side, I am going to the Lordy.
Charlie Gâteau drew a crowd to his trial, led them in prayer. Said, I killed Garfield, I'll make no denial, I was just acting for someone up there. The Lord's my employer, and now he's my lawyer, so do what you dare. Charlie said, hell, if I am guilty, then God is as well. But God was acquitted, and Charlie committed until he should hang. Still he sang.
Look on the bright side, not on the black side. Get off your backside, shine those shoes. This is your golden opportunity. You are the lightning and your news. Wait till you see tomorrow. Tomorrow you won't be ignored. You could be pardoned, you could be president. Look on the bright side. I am going to the Lordy.
Charlie Guiteau had a crowd at the scaffold.
I am so glad.
Filled up the square. So many people that tickets were raffled. Shine on his shoes, Charlie mounted the stair. Said never sorrow, just wait till tomorrow. Today isn't fair. Don't despair.
Look on the bright side, look on the bright side, sit on the right side of the... I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad. I have unified my party. I have saved my country. I shall be remembered. I am going to the Lordy.
Look on the bright side, not on the sad side. Inside the bad side, something's good. This is your golden opportunity. You've been a preacher.
Yes, I have.
You've been an author.
Yes, I have.
You've been a killer.
Yes, I have.
You could be an angel.
Yes, I could.
Just wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow they'll all climb aboard. What if you never got to be president? You'll be remembered. Look on the bright side. Trust in tomorrow. And the
troubles you, don't worry, don't be blue, just chuck it in a bucket, oh chuck it in the deep blue sea. When bills are piling high, when rent is due, don't cry, just chuck it in a bucket. Oh, chuck it in the deep blue sea. So have your fun wherever you are. You won't live as long and you won't go as far. Life is just a loaded cigar. You're not married to a movie star. So chuck it in a bucket. Just chuck it in the deep blue sea. When old man gloom comes by, give him the evil eye and chuck him and duck him. Oh, chuck him in the deep blue sea. Though the good times won't seem to roll, you're an empty bed and an empty bowl. Got your rod, you got your fishing pole. Always got your jelly roll. So chuck it in a bucket. Oh, chuck it in the deep blue sea. That key and lock, there's nothing left to hock. And chuck it in a bucket. Oh, chuck it in the deep blue sea. Look at the side that's bright. When they turn out your lights, just chuck it in a bucket. Oh, chuck it, chuck it in the deep blue sea. Just chuck it, chuck it in the deep blue sea.
KSQD Santa Cruz 90.7 FM, KSQT Prunedale 89.7 FM. KSQD proudly partners with Santa Cruz Gives, a community giving fund that supports local nonprofits like K-Squid. Donations to K-Squid on their giving site qualify us for matching funds. Your gift to K-Squid at Santa Cruz Gives will help us add even more community voices to the airwaves. KSQD connects you to our diverse community, including nonprofit service providers and grassroots organizations. Just click on santacruzgives.org/KSQD. That's santacruzgives.org/KSQD.
It's a top of the hour noon here. It is where the Grateful Dead Zone usually starts. So if you're a deadhead just tuning in to the Grateful Dead Zone, well, we have some delayed gratification. Next week we'll be doing the Grateful Dead Zone, that we being me, Eric Nelson. But today we're doing What a Year, best music that was featured on the What a Week program for the last year, and music that is eerily relevant to our times, just like, yes, indeed, Grateful Dead music can be, at least to get your spirits and emotions flowing. So if you're just tuning in, stick around for a while. I think you're going to hear something you will like to hear, and I promise the Grateful Dead Zone will be back next week. To give you an idea of what the show is doing, well, we had an interesting set. We started with conservative Christian right-wing Republican Todd Snyder, local hero, then another local hero, Tom Lehrer, Wernher von Braun, then a Stephen Sondheim double two-pack, Bobby and Jackie and Jack from Merrily We Roll Along, and the Ballad of Gateau from the emphatically not hit musical Assassins documents the 4-hour, compresses the 4-hour Netflix Death by Lightning series just to one song. And of course, when you play the Ballad of Gateau from Assassins by Sondheim, that naturally flows into Oh Chuck It, Julia Lee, the Kansas City star, Julia Lee, from back in the day, I think late 40s, great, great musician. So we're going to keep going now. Let's try to get things upbeat now. We're sort of feeling very revolutionary, and we're feeling time to march in the streets, the No Kings rallies, pushing back, in the great words of Bruce Cockburn, you kick at the darkness till it bleeds daylight. That's what we've been doing all year. It's exhausted us, but guess what? We're going to recharge and get back with it next year, and just get ready for the Trump Edifice Demolition Act of 2029. I'm already gathering my list and checking it twice, we know who's naughty, and they're never very nice. But let's start with some Steve Earle. We played this earlier on in the year because it seemed appropriate, and it seems appropriate right now.
Play. We need one down. I
last night a dream that the world had turned around. All our hopes had come to be, and the people gathered around. They are for all they can bring. I'm saying the revolution starts now. Yeah, the revolution starts now in your own backyard, in your own hometown. So what you do is stand in the rain and just follow your heart. Your revolution starts now. Yeah, the revolution starts now in your own backyard, in your own hometown. What you do is stand around, just battle your heart. Your revolution starts now.
Because there are a lot of stupid people in this country running things.
Where I live, the game, the play, the combat.
Lucinda Williams from a tribute album to the Rolling Stones. Lucinda was knocked flat by a bad stroke, but she's come back. She's back on stage singing her heart out, her guts out, as only Lucinda can. So welcome back, Lucinda Williams. And Steve Earle, The Revolution Starts Now. I think Steve Earle was up in Felton, a solo show up at the Music Hall, unless memory escapes me, I think, this year. They all kind of blur together. This is What a Year with Eric Nelson. This is not, repeat not, the Grateful Dead Zone. There'll be nary a guitar lick from Mr. Garcia in this next hour and 50 minutes. But next week, the Grateful Dead Zone will be back. But if you're just tuning in, trust me on this. This is good music, music that I think Mr. Garcia would embrace heartily were he around to hear it. We talked about Merrily We Go Along, the movie that came out, a musical that came out. Another movie that came out last year was Deliver Me From Nowhere, about Bruce Springsteen and the making of Nebraska, starring the guy from The Bear, who did a, you know, real credible job. I put it this way, I didn't dislike it as much as I thought. Jeremy Allen White kind of captured a part of Springsteen very well. He does morose very well, and the whole thing is really not a love letter. It's more a dissection of the creative process, and it's an ode to depression. But the interesting thing about this, and the interesting thing about Springsteen, who's really came out of the depression closet a few years ago, where he said, I was suffering from this my entire life. Everything I do on stage is a reaction to my clinical depression, which is also what the demon that Hag rode my father, which this movie really gets into. The guy, Stephen Graham, who was the auteur behind Adolescence, that amazing Netflix series, plays Springsteen's father. But in hindsight, when you listen to the lyrics of this next song, it was sort of hiding in plain sight. This was a monster hit on the Born in the USA album in 1984, and nobody really listened closely to the lyrics, because if you listen to the lyrics, it's completely a clinical description of clinical depressing. Every single thing in this song is very explicitly talking about what it's like to be suffering from that ailment. And this version by Theo Gilmore sort of strips it down to its basics. So we're kind of cheating here, but because the arrangement really speaks to what the song is about. But listen to the lyrics, and you'll rediscover this. It's a real portal into Springsteen. This was definitely a cry for help that not a lot of people heard back in 1984.
In the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. Come on in the morning, go to bed feeling the same way. I have nothing but time. I'm just tired and bored with myself. Need a baby. I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This comes for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. I wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. Just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Maybe I just know that there is. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This
just gone so higher. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, we sit around getting older. There's a joke here somewhere and it's on me. I'll shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town. They'll be calling you up, alright. They say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a bastard in the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Now, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around just crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, you can't start a fire. Worrying about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
So blue, what happened to me shouldn't happen to the worst of you. What can I do to prevent you from going through what I've been going through? Mama told me this man would leave me eventually. I couldn't see the tree from the forest, or how does that saying go? I'm so blue. Since you're gone, well, to tell the truth, I feel like I can't go on. Well, love is gone. There's the
we'll be right back.
KSQD thanks Good Times for supporting this program. Good Times provides local news and entertainment information every Wednesday. Available online at goodtimes.sc and in print at locations throughout Santa Cruz County. Thank you, Good Times, for supporting community radio, KSQD.
Kind of the opposite of Good Times, wouldn't you say? That was Melanie. Melanie left us this year, was much more than candles in the rain and looking for a brand new key. I'm So Blue, and that sax was Art Pepper. And if you go to the dictionary and you look up tortured heroin addict jazz musician, you're going to see Art Pepper's photograph. He wrote that monkey was on his back his entire life and career, but he still was a great, great musician. And he plays with Melanie on that song. And before that, Thea Gilmore, Dancing in the Dark, which is pretty much an absolute card catalog of the symptoms of depression by Bruce Springsteen. In a story about that song, he was almost done with Born in the USA, which he started 4 years earlier. Deliver Me From Nowhere. That album took 3 years to do, and they're finally ready to put it out. And John Landau, who, speaking of secession, Jeremy Strong plays in the movie, said, "Bruce, we need another song. We need something that says who you are today. We need the hit single. We need something that expresses where you're at right now in 1984. And Springsteen and Landau almost came to blows in the studio, and Springsteen snarled, "Look, if you want that song, you write it." And then he went back to his hotel room at 3 a.m, sat at the end of the bed, and wrote Dancing in the Dark. So Bruce Springsteen, ladies and gentlemen. So songs that explore the depths of human emotion. Country music. We're going to do some country music now that it's pretty much the song titles say them all. We're going to start with Brennan Lee. I love her. She's celebrates Texas swing music in all its glory. And the song is from her album from last year, Don't You Ever Give Up on Love. This is Eric Nelson. This is What a Year on KSQD. We're unpacking the year in music, a lot of new music, some old music, kind of a continuation. This is not the Grateful Dead zone, but this is the zone where What a Week and the Grateful Dead zone, two shows that I host every Saturday, sort of coincide and overlap. So if you're a Deadhead, bear with us. If you're a What a Week person, you're crossing over into new territory, all part of the adventure. But let's do a song by Brennan Lee, great country western song, title Dumpster Divin'.
We planted a little garden, we watered it all spring, so we could have tomatoes, onions, hot peppers, and things. I made you pretty picnics with all the things we grew, but you said that you weren't hungry. Then I found out that you were going dumpster diving. This ain't gonna last. Dumpster diving, 'cause baby, you like trash. Story, though it's sad and it's a sin, is don't give that man your diamonds, he'll trade them in for tin. Love is rare and precious, hold on to your joy, save it for someone that's true, don't waste it on a boy. He'll just go dumpster diving, get out of there fast. Around for trash. Dumpster diving, no, this ain't gonna last. Dumpster diving, 'cause baby, you like trash.
By a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri, and you won't find Onassis in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, but ain't we got love. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. Our steak and martinis is draft beer with weenies. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, but ain't we got love. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, the prime and dement set, ain't the flaming Suzette set. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set, but ain't we got love.
Like a sailor that's caught in the worst kind of storm. The water keeps rising, oh, but I'm getting by. I keep walking, but I'm too stoned to fly.
There's whiskey and wine, bells for the die. There's whiskey and wine.
country music, ladies and gentlemen. A great song title, Too Stoned to Cry. That's Margo Price with Billy Strings. We heard earlier some great picking from Molly Tuttle, but Billy Strings is not to be denied. It's a bonus track on Margo Price's Hard-Headed Woman album. And before that, John Prine, the great John Prine, with Iris DeMent. We're Not the Jet Set, great duet in the spirit of In Spite of Ourselves, but another duet. He did a duet album, a whole album of duet songs, and that was one of them with Iris. And we started with Brennan Lee, Dumpster Divin'. This is Eric Nelson, and this is, yes, What a Year, and what a year it has in fact been. We're playing music, just oddball music, resonant music, revolutionary music, you name it, music that's come out this year. So we're going to now do a couple songs which are earwigs, which are basically things you hear once, and as much as you try, you cannot get them out of your head. We're going to play a song, FKA Twigs. I can't even pronounce the album title, but it's E-U-S-E-X, so let's say Eusexua. And this is a rather catchy little ditty. And I'm inflicting this on you, because once you hear this, this will be rattling around your brain relentlessly. Dun, dun, dun.
Seven hours, and Time is up, I've gone blind, stumbling through the daylight crashing. Freedom's just a lunatic in your mind. There was a candlelight in my eye, I haven't seen since the day she loved me. Will she return it before she flies? Get her out of my head, get her out of my skull. I don't want her to live there longer. Get her out of my room, get her out of my clothes. Get her out my pillow. Call my friends to let loose. Need to feel the wind cross my face. Something, anything to feel alive. My heart is free, but it's abused. A candle in a ghostly forest, searching, melting into the night. Get her out of my head, get her out of my skull. I don't want her to live there longer. Get her out of my room, get her out of my clothes. What does it take to erase her from me? She lives in my bones, she lives in my walls, like a loving demon. A forgiving, peaceful young man who works for everybody but you. We try to find the light inside a black hole. In her sleep, she'd raise her right hand, a serpent from a heroin past life. And I would smile and say, make yourself at home. Get her out of my head, get her out of my skull. I don't want her to live there longer. Get her out of my room, get her out of my clothes. Get her out my pillow. She's plowed these fields, so sick in this heart. What does it take to erase her from me? She lives in my bones, she lives in my walls, like a loving demon.
An onslaught of earwigs, infestation. Get out the exterminator there. A lot of earwigs there, starting with FKA Twigs, Childlike Things, then Heim, Cry from the I Quit album, and then Lovin' Demon, Charlie Treat, an artist who I've never heard of before, from Dawn is Breaking, and besides being an indelible earworm, all of those came out last year. Got to get that chronology set. This year, as we're in the waning moments of a rather horrific year of 2025. It's really, gotta love it. And if you're in Santa Cruz, ending up with that major bummer of a Christmas weather deluge and power outing and all sorts of things. Not a great year, but I like to say, well, it can't get any worse. Well, with a senile Satan in the White House, we can't make an absolute prediction on that, but it's in our power to try to make it better. Even if on a individual level or the collective level that we have right now on the radio, listening to this fine radio station, KSQD. So where are we going to go now? Well, we are doing the Grateful Dead Zone, and something that often comes up when you talk to deadheads, hey, man, synchronicity. So we played earlier Stephen Sondheim, and we played another artist. We started the show with another artist, and an artist who has coincided, has crossed over, has intersected with both Stephen Sondheim and the other artist is Barbara Streisand. And she had a duet record that came out this year, The Secret of Life Partners Volume 2. And she did a duet with an artist who one thought she'd never have anything to do with, even though they came up in Greenwich Village at the same time. They never crossed paths before. Though apparently one of the songs that the crooner that James Austin did that album, that song was written for Barbara Streisand. I mean, very ambiguous. I think you know exactly who I'm talking about. But in case you don't, I'll leave you in suspense. So this is Barbara Streisand duetting with a mystery artist on the album Secret of Life Partners Volume 2. It came out this year.
Thought of you,
that very thought of you,
got something I just can't get. What make you act like that? What make you act like that? Ain't no way to treat me. What make you act like that?
Well, every time that I see you, you got something else to do that makes me act like that. That's why I act like that. Ain't no way to treat me. That's why I act like that.
Octogenarian duets going on there. Barbara Streisand, Bob Dylan, The Very Thought of You. And Dylan brought his A game in. Barbara Streisand, who's something of a notorious professional and very persnickety, said Bob was very well prepared, and it was Bob's suggestion for a song, too. And sang the bejesus out of it in his best Disney vulture voice. And then Maria Muldaur and Elvin Bishop. I had the great pleasure this year of having Maria on the Grateful Dead Zone for an hour. We're celebrating the album One Hour Mama, The Blues of Victoria Spivey. And that song is from that record. So if Maria is out there listening, we're sending great thoughts her way. And it's great to see artists in their 80s still putting out great music today. Sadly, though, we lost one artist this year, Rick Derringer, and it's tough to have an integral role in two classics, let alone one classic, but two. Speaking of earwigs, Rick had a prime role in two classics, and any excuse we have to play any of these songs, I'm going to take. I'll do it at the drop of a hat, and then I will drop my own hat. So we're going to start off now with the first time Rick burst on the scene, and then he followed up with another amazing song in the 70s that I know you've heard, but it is definitely time to hear both of them again.
Hey,
KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM. KSQT Prunedale, 89.7 FM and translator K208GE, Monterey, 89.5 FM.
Musical equivalent of a line of cocaine, of course. Frankenstein Edgar Winter Group, song co-written by Rick Derringer, who plays that guitar along with Ronnie Montrose. Remember Ronnie Montrose? Montrose, Bay Area darlings back in the day. And the McCoys with Rick Derringer, Hang On Sloopy. Rick Derringer is now in rock and roll heaven, but those songs will live forever. This is Eric Nelson. You're listening to What a Year, and we're now in the last hour of What a Year, playing music, new music that came out and music that has relevance to the year previous. I guess girding our loins, as they'd say, for 2026, which promises to be the most interesting of years. But let's play some music that came out this year. One of my favorite records, Snow Caps. MJ Letterman produced it. Wakahatchee has one of the singers and Wakahatchee's on it. Just a great all-around rock and roll indie good vibe album without the cocaine. So we're going to play that and a couple of other things. New music that came out just this year. So just strap in, and we're going to launch our final hour with Snowcaps, song called Avalanche.
asking for any of this. Life ended at the same time. It's not how we imagined it when we were kids, descending from the same line. We finally learned to open up the aperture. Such a long time coming. This far alone you thought you would be happier, but in the distance I can hear the drumming. Come alive, come alive, come alive. What does it feel like? Come alive, come alive, come alive. What does it feel like? 'Cause I can tell your heart's not in it. What would it take to realize there is no end and no beginning? There's only now. Open your eyes. You and I were just ghosts in the machinery, hiding there in plain sight. Moving too fast to make sense of the scenery, always falling from a great height. You get tired of hearing it is what it is. You'll never rise above it. I know this place has always been mysterious, but life's too short to be afraid of it. And I can tell your heart's not in it. What will it take?
Anthem that artist, the Head and the Heart album Aperture, and that was the title track from that album Aperture. Really great record, a lot of good stuff on that, and a group I'd never heard of before, but a group I should have heard of before because they have quite the following, so go figure. Before that, Avalanche, Snowcaps, a little super group masterminded by MJ Lenderman with components of Wakahatchee and all sorts of interesting artists swirling about. Great record. A lot of good stuff on that, too. This is Eric Nelson. We're now in the last 50 minutes of What a Year, looking back at the year that happened, playing music from last year that was new music that was released last year, old music that was re-released last year, and old stuff that somehow has relevance today. which brings us to a couple of songs. One, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This would be back in the Fillmore in 1969. And the album, they did a redo of the album Four Way Street. Remember that one? And they added this song to it, which was a Hollies song by Graham Nash. That when I heard it, I said, boy, that sounds just like somebody I know. So I'll play that. And then a song written by Irving Berlin. Yes, the man who wrote White Christmas wrote a song back in 1941, which also has some relevance to our present moment. A further deponent saying, saith not, and let's let the music, as they say, let's let the music play, as the Grateful Dead has been known to say.
If you could only see me, I know exactly who I am. You wouldn't want to be me. Oh, I can assure you of that. I'm not the guy to run with, 'cause I'll throw you off the line. I'll break you and destroy you, given time. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. With a curse, he's King Midas in reverse. It's plain to see it's hopeless, going on the way we are. So even though I lose you, we'd be better off by far. He's not the man to hold your trust. Everything he touches turns to dust in his hands. Nothing he can do is right. He'd even like to sleep at night, but he can't. With a curse, he's King Midas in reverse. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. I wish someone would find me and help me gain control before I lose my reason and my soul. He's King Midas with a curse. He's King Midas in reverse. With a curse, he's King Midas in reverse.
This is Paul Hine, and I'm one of the hosts of the weekly music show Runs on Grasoline. If you like bluegrass, folk, and Americana music, tune in to KSQD 90.7 FM, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Runs on Grasoline, here on K-Squid, community radio for the Monterey Bay Area.
Satan thought up a plan, dressed as a man,
walking the earth, and since he began, the world is hell for you and me. But what a heaven it will be when that man is dead and gone. When that man is dead and gone, we'll go dancing down the street, kissing everyone we meet. When that man is dead and gone, what a day to wake up on. What a way to greet the dawn. Hap, hap, happy, yes indeed, on the morning when we read that that man is dead and gone.
When he's gone, a killer,
we've got a date.
Oh, what a date
to celebrate.
We're gonna celebrate
the day we catch up with that one man spreading hate. His account is overdrawn, and his chances are in pawn. Some fine day the news will flash, Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn. When that man is dead and gone,
he's got to go, he's got to go. We have a date, and don't be late.
Come on now, we're gonna celebrate.
That's the truth, we gotta seal his fate.
He's the guy that's spreading hate.
You said
his
it.
Account is overdrawn, and his chances are in pawn. Some fine day the news will flash, Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn.
When that man is dead and gone,
what a day to wake up on. What a way to greet the dawn. When a certain man is dead and gone.
When that man is dead and gone.
So any resemblance to persons living is strictly coincidental. How about that? Let's leave it at that. Mildred Bailey, When That Man Is Dead and Gone, and King Midas in Reverse, Graham Nash song, solo from the Four Way Street reissue. This is Eric Nelson. You're listening to What a Year, and well, we're going to now move into, well, not reasons to be cheerful, but reasons to be optimistic, music to make the soul stir in a positive direction. We talked earlier about the shock and awful of the last year and the profiles in Discourage, which are relentlessly emanating from the home formerly known as the White House. Two-thirds of the White House, as the East Wing, is now destroyed. But we can counteract that in our own hearts and our own spirit and by thinking positive thoughts and moving individually and then collectively into a positive direction. You know, we all know what those things are in our lives, and we should take advantage of them right now in the holiday season and throughout the new year. So let's go to the old curmudgeon himself, Neil Young. This is from a record that came out last year, him singing and inspiring his audience. Neil has walked it, talked it, preached it, et cetera, from back in the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ohio days all the way to last year when this piece of music was released.
What's your favorite planet?
Mother!
Back to you. Such an easy thing to do. Till the water and the air is pure. From the birds in the sky to the fishes deep in the sea. A place where all the children can live. There's really nothing better to give. Your love comes back to you, so I'm calling out to you.
Lover! Lover! Lover!
crystal clear. We lived by the sun and had it all. We were living in a dream.
Lover! Lover!
Then we can bring the seasons back.
Lover!
Can you imagine that?
Lover!
Really all that we can do.
Lover!
From the birds in the sky to the fishes deep in the sea.
Lover!
Yeah, see, Neil Young has some room to be optimistic. And coming to the Rio Theater March 30th of next year in 2026 is another guy who is not ashamed to wear his heart on his sleeve and wrote maybe the definitive Heart on His Sleeve song.
As I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred and misery? Oh yes. And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And as I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes, sometimes. Where are the strong? And who are the trusting? And where is the heart? Sweet harmony now, 'cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Strong, who are the trusting, and where is the harmony, sweet harmony now? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Understanding.
understanding.
The way we die.
KSQD proudly partners with Santa Cruz Gives, a community giving fund that supports local nonprofits like K-Squid. Donations to K-Squid on their giving site qualify us for matching funds. Your gift to K-Squid at Santa Cruz Gives will help us add even more community voices to the airwaves. KSQD connects you to our diverse community, including nonprofit service providers and grassroots organizations. Just click on santacruzgives.org/KSQD. That's santacruzgives.org/KSQD.
For 50 years from now, gotta lighten your load, gotta put it down. Go to the water, jump right in, wash away your troubles, be yourself again. We go down to the swimming hole, where we could both finally bear our swim all day in the warm sunlight, lay on our backs and watch the stars at night. Life can be so unkind, you got to leave it all behind. You got yours and I've got mine, come on in. All is fine. When happiness seems out of reach, there's a lot of good times down on the beach. Take off your wig, take off your clothes, honey, go down to the ocean, get the sand in your toes. Oh, life can be so unkind, you got to leave it all behind. You got yours and I've got mine, come on in. It's cool and the water's clean. Ain't no bars on the telephone. Sometimes it's best just to really feel alone. Later on, the sun goes down, the bar out calls and your friends come around. We build a fire, scream at the star, realize how small we are. Well, life can be so unkind, you got to leave it all behind. You got yours,
you got yours,
I got mine. Life can be so unkind.
great to welcome a new classic. Great song, Water's Fine, Bonnie Prince Billy, that came out this year on Bonnie Prince Billy's Purple Bird album. Before that, speaking of great birds of the galaxy, Joni Mitchell, the incomparable Joni Mitchell, February 1st, 1969. And we started off these 3 hours in Carnegie Hall with Bob Dylan in 1963. That's Joni Mitchell, Carnegie Hall, February 1st of 1969, doing the great Youngbloods hit, Get Together. Nick Lowe, who's coming to our own beloved Rio Theater March 30th of next year, solo, and you get an idea what he sounds like solo. That great song, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, and started out with Neil Young getting a crowd all riled up with all of his hippy-dippy, lovable, and true, and he means every word of it, message, love Earth. This is Eric Nelson. This is What a Year. We're rapidly heading into a rapid scheduled disassembly of this hour, but we still have some more to go. We celebrated octogenarian artists, and we started with Bob Dylan. It's always a pleasure to play new Bob Dylan. This is a field tape. Somebody recorded a show in Glasgow, Scotland, last month, November 17th. This just escaped. Quality is incredible. And whether you love Bob or not, the guy's 84 years old, and every night he's on stage reinventing himself and reinventing his music. And, you know, it's tough to, what song is he playing? And it takes you a while to realize it. And this next song is no exception. But Bob, as ever, brings it home, or giving you a hint as to what album it came from. Bob brings it all back home. So this is Bob Dylan. November 17th this year, 84-year-old Bob Dylan is still preaching it out.
Well, you must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. Whatever you wish to keep, you'd better grab it fast. He understands your food is gone. Cry like a fire in the sun. Loud, the saints are coming through. Yes, and it's all over now, baby. But a useless end. Take what you have gathered on coincidence. Empty-handed painter from your streets. Dying crazy patterns on your sheets. Fragile is falling over you. Isn't it all over now, baby blue? All your seasick sailors, they're all running home. All your reindeer arms, they're all going. The lover who has just walked out your door, he's taking all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving on to you. Isn't it all over now? Keep a
your step starts behind, something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. A vagabond who's rapping at your door, standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go sort of. Yes, 'cause it's all over now, baby.
Bob Dylan, ladies and gentlemen, still a beautiful version of that. Dylan on piano, of course, driving the band. I'm sure he's cooked up that arrangement. He'll jetson it shortly. We wonder whether Bob has still got it. The New Yorker has a long profile of Willie Nelson, and Dylan was asked to contribute to the profile. Let's read what Bob has to say about Willie Nelson. It's hard to talk about Willie without saying something stupid or irrelevant. He is so much of everything. What's there to say? Ancient Viking soul? Master builder of the impossible? Patron poet of people who never quite fit in and don't much care to? Moonshine philosopher? Tumbleweed singer with a PhD? Red bandana troubadour, braids like twin ropes lassoing eternity? What can you say about a guy who plays an old, battered guitar that he treats like it's the last loyal dog in the universe? Cowboy apparition, writes songs with holes that you can crawl through to escape from something. Voice like a warm porch light left on for wanderers who kissed goodbye too soon or stayed too long. He's like the invisible air. He's high and low. He's in harmony with nature, and that's what makes him Willie.
It's the time and the place, every line on your face. It's the truth and the lie. It's to live and to die. Oh, what a beautiful world. It's the girl and a boy, and that first taste of joy. And it's that old photograph of two hearts torn in half. Oh, what a beautiful world. We build our hopes up high, perchance to someday fly across a clear blue sky to someplace new. It's a walk in the park or a shot
in the dark. It's the thief in the night, or the first ray of light. Oh, what a beautiful world. Now, wake up and lost and found, become that highway sound and roll on through. It's the rise and the fall of the clocks on the wall, and it's the first and the last of your days flying past. Oh, what a beautiful world. Oh, what a beautiful world.
The Red Bandana Troubadour braids like twin ropes lassoing eternity, a.k.a. Willie Nelson. It's from one of two albums that Willie put out, 92-year-old Willie Nelson. That was Oh, What a Beautiful World, all songs by Rodney Crowell, who sings on that particular track. And then he did a great, towards the end of the year, tribute to his old buddy, old riding buddy and carousing buddy, Merle Haggard. Beautiful album, just banged off and just utterly true. Well, we're getting close to the end of this What a Year. Earlier on, we mentioned Deliver Me from Nowhere, the movie about Bruce Springsteen, and kind of overcome his depression and his writing block in the making of Nebraska. Well, this year, Springsteen put out a lot of stuff, not new stuff, but amazing stuff. And there was a seven CD set of seven lost Springsteen records that he never got around to putting out. Not that they weren't good enough, he just didn't feel it reflected who he was at the moment, and he just shelved them. And one of the albums was recorded around the time of Streets of Philadelphia, and that's where Springsteen won his Oscar. He's almost an EGOT, and I think he's Grammy Oscar Tony. He didn't get that Emmy yet, but he's working on it. But among Springsteen fans, the lost Streets of Philadelphia album with synth drum tracks, etc., was like the holy grail. And it did not disappoint when it came out. Obama actually, in his Best of the Year list, picked the song Faithless from a lost soundtrack, which of the seven CDs, I have to think, I do agree with Obama for once. I do think that Faithless is the best of the seven albums. But this is pretty darn good. And we heard Oh, What a Beautiful World from Willie Nelson. This is One Beautiful Morning from Bruce Springsteen. Only Springsteen would have a song that great in the can, and I'm not going to put it out. Well, it just about wraps up this What a Year, and I think it's safe to say we all need a reset, a reboot. You know, you have to, like, shut off your computer and then reboot it, and sometimes that removes all the complications and the malignant software and all of the things occasionally. But I think that's what we all have to do after this rather horrific year. But I'm in for the long haul. I plan on being around next year to provide reasons to be cheerful, help you contextualize in what a week, whatever profiles and discourage and shock and awful the current administration is trying to inflict on us, and try to counteract it through the swift sword of good music and good vibes. So I'm looking forward to sharing next year with you and experiencing next year with you. Go out with an appropriate song, I think. We lost a lot this year, and one of the major artists who left us was Brian Wilson, the great Brian Wilson. And he came out with one of his last records. It was just Brian Wilson at his piano, Brian Wilson by himself playing his greatest hits on the piano. I think this is an appropriate song to leave you with and to leave this fairly wretched year of 2025 with. But here's to better thoughts, better dreams, and love and mercy in the year 2026.